Today on Real Radio.
We used to sing God Bless America. We had to. It would offend somebody. Nobody even used the word offend. The word wasn't even used. We were Americans. Yeah, but you know what? This guy's from Portugal. This guy's from Canada. We were Americans.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher steps aside from his topical series, The Disciplines of Life, to bring to us a special presentation in commemoration of Thanksgiving. Nearly all of America celebrates Thanksgiving, and we hear from different individuals the different things for which they are thankful. But are they truly thankful to our Almighty Creator for those blessings that come directly from Him? Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a presentation called We Give Thanks to You, O God.
As modern Americans, we tonight, the first Thanksgiving that comes to our minds is the ones that is based upon the Thanksgiving in 1621 at Plymouth Colony, and so it should. Psalm 33:12 says, blessed or happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. And William Bradford and those pilgrims that came over hung on to those verses, and you can read them in their own writings. You can actually buy today William Bradford's book and read it, how they sought God and dedicated this nation to the Lord, and they were thankful. The world's national boundaries of all the nations, think about that. In the coming to America, what was God in that? Well, yeah, if you go back to 1492 and the log of Christopher Columbus, by the way, it's online. You can look at his daily log. The great book, The Light and the Glory, that annals the history of Christopher Columbus. He was completely, absolutely given over to the fact that God was in the founding of America. Of course, that's different than the History Channel's version, completely. They have him as a drunken maniac obsessed with gold. But that's not what Christopher Columbus says about the nations or about America. It's interesting that Deuteronomy 32:8 says, when the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, he divided mankind and he fixed the borders of nations according to the number of the sons of men. What a tremendous verse. So friends, tonight as we consider tomorrow and our celebration, I want you to look at a few things. Number one, we give thanks to God this way for his awesome works. Can we say amen to that? That God has done awesome works. And you need to make a decision right now. I know that the economy is depressed. People are losing their jobs. Do you understand that God is still on his throne? And that if you're in here tonight and you've lost your job and you can't buy a house and you don't know where your next paycheck's going to come from, understand something. God is awesome and he never changes. You say, well, if he's so awesome, what doesn't he fix? Listen, this is a time of purifying for this nation and for that matter for the world. There's rioting today in Ireland because of financial difficulties. Portugal's next. Spain is next. The world is in trouble, but God is awesome. In Psalm 145, verse 3, it says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And we're going to do this in a moment. And his greatness is unsearchable. You need to remember that. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wondrous works. Friends, church family, listen, visitor, you've got to take your issues and put them in light of the glorious, awesome works of God. And everything else gets smaller. Let me tell you something. I'll let you in on something very personal in my home. When we get up in the morning, I'm usually up hours before Lisa. It's just the way that I'm wired. And when she gets up, she says, Jack, our house is very small. I can hear her say that, and I come quickly. We go through the word for the day together, and then we pray. And she's a stickler for this. Yes. Okay. She's a stickler for the acronyms. For ACTS, you know what those are for? You guys practicing those things? I know the men's prayer team does that. But Acts, we come and we just appreciate him. We give his accolades. We thank him. Lisa won't pray and talk to God unless she thinks about all of his attributes and she speaks them out loud. And I'm listening, and she's going, and I'm listening, and then I'm listening, and then she's going, "Will you say something?" "Oh, okay." Well, I mean, because she just goes. When she starts going, you got to jump in, and you're awesome. And then she's going, and she's going, and she's going, and then I got to jump in and say, "You're great." And then she's going, man. And then you go to confession of our sins. Lord, forgive us for being short or ill-tempered or lazy or whatever it might be. Lord, we make confession. And then T, thanks. God, we thank you for all of your wondrous works. We thank you, God. And listen, I don't know about you, but tomorrow will be just like today for me, and Friday will be just like tomorrow. And that is this: I have never been more thankful in my life. And I know from many of you that I've talked to, there's something in the air where we are thankful. There's something going on. Maybe all the comforts that we have are about to evaporate, and that makes us be very thankful. When we turn on the faucet, we have water that we can drink, and I'm thankful. Tonight, after Wahoo's, I'll go home and I'll get into a warm bed and I'll be thankful. I'm thankful I have shoes tonight. Are you thankful? I've never been more thankful in all of my life. God is so good. Something's going on. His wondrous works. And he was known, by the way, to the pilgrims as the pilgrims' pastor, John Robinson. And he wrote, and I quote, "Now as the people of God in old time were called out of Babylon, the place of their bodily bondage, and were come to Jerusalem, and they're there to build the Lord's temple, so we are the people of God now to go out of this spiritual Babylon to America, to a new Jerusalem for us, and there to build ourselves living stones into a spiritual house for the Lord to dwell in." And the pilgrims saw God do awesome things. Number two is that we give thanks to God tonight for his exceeding supply. This is going to sound silly in a second, but just hear me out. In Psalm 103, verse 1, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." "Who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all our diseases." Do you need a healing tonight? "Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, of whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Why does the Bible say no variation or shadow of turning? Because times change. Things are going on in the world, but God never changes. Please hang on to that like never before. It's almost as though God had preserved America for the last days. Think about how old Europe is, for example, and how old the Orient is, for example, and the continent that you're sitting on, how young the whole thing is. Your family, go back a generation to your parents. Go back to their parents. Go back to three generations. Now you go back just four generations. Right now in my home, in my life, there's me, there's my children, and now we have a granddaughter. Think about that. Generations. What about you? Going back four to five generations, we come back to the formation of the United States. I've knocked on doors in Russia at the Kremlin that were 1,000 years old. In America, it's like a gangly teenager. It seems as though God had preserved America, and I believe he did. Listen to this. From the 1740s to around the year 2000, the Lord blessed America more than any other nation that the world has ever seen. Ever. By the way, including Israel, their day's coming. Their days of blessings are coming. You may not know this because you and I have been satisfied on so much and we become complacent. But even when the British invaded the 13 colonies in early America, it is recorded, and I have the writings at home, I'm trying to remember what book it is, but it is recorded that when the officers and soldiers broke in to the common colonial home, our furniture and our fabric and our standard of living was higher than any other country in Europe. Did you know that? In 1775. God blessed the bounty. Did you know that when the British invaded Breed's Hill or Bunker Hill, as we know it in America, Breed's Hill? Yeah, the British won, but the Parliament said, if we have any more victories like this, it will surely prove ruinous to the victor. The British won the Battle of Bunker Hill, but it cost them 1,000 British lives in an appalling slaughter. When they got to the top of Bunker Hill, they looked around in the midst of all the death and mayhem. They said it was the most pristine, perfect, beautiful place outside of heaven. They said the only thing you could see was the beautiful waters of Boston Harbor and the Atlantic, rolling green hills, apple orchards as far as the eye could see, and only interrupted by the spires of church steeples. God had blessed America. And I know this sounds silly, his exceeding supply for America, but while the British forces were starving to death in most cases, in the opening years of the Revolutionary War that brought about our independence, the American soldier was the best fed. And you ought to read the accounts, the literal menus for the soldiers in the opening years of the Revolution were amazing. You see, what do you bring that up for? Because you know what, the other day, this is going to sound corny, but the other day, Lisa and I were in the grocery store on Monday night. I saw three of you in there Monday night. And I had in my hand corn on the cob, and I was looking at it, and this is just what's going on in my heart. I was looking at it, and I told Lisa, I said, look at this. How can someone not believe in a God? If you do not believe in God tonight, I want you to go and stand in the produce section of any grocery store. And I want you to ask yourself, the corn, the broccoli, the onions, the oranges, the apples, the fruits and the vegetables alone speak of the glory of God. On top of the fact that he not only engineered them to be wonderful for us, but even as they change in seasons, they just happen to be the exact vitamins that you need during the long daylight hours and the short daylight hours, the warm temperatures, the cold temperatures. God did all that. And America has been the produce capital of the world. So if you doubt the existence of God, go look at a banana. And you tell me how evolution can concoct a banana, a perfect packaged, ready to ship, sealed in its own wrapping. Perfect fruit. And a coconut can drift across the oceans and land on the sandy beach and become a tree to bring more coconuts. God is awesome. And he has exceedingly blessed and supplied America. We are so spoiled, we have forgotten God, I fear. We give God thanks, number three, because, listen, of his strong protection. I'm concerned about this one. Take a look at the patriotic songs of America. And I don't even know if they're taught in schools anymore. But when I grew up, you know, remember when we grew up, we were in public school. Remember the songs we used to sing? We used to sing God Bless America. We had to. It would offend somebody. Nobody even used the word offend. The word wasn't even used. We were Americans. Yeah, but you know what? This guy's from Portugal. This guy's from Canada. We were Americans. And we sang songs. Yankee Doodle Dandy. This land is our land. Remember that? Do you remember when you used to be able to go to Disneyland? Because Walt Disney loved America. And all the presentations. Remember Abraham Lincoln? Remember he'd stand up? Remember? He would talk to you, Lincoln. Did you know, I guess it's all been removed or it's coming back. I don't know what's going on, but is he back? He was gone for a while. Is Lincoln back? Okay, well, good. They're not all godless there then. His strong protection. Our national anthem, our early American songs spoke of a nation dependent upon God. That's why you don't hear those songs anymore. It's all about God. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Listen to this. America trusted in the Lord with all of its heart and leaned not to its own understanding. In all of its ways it acknowledged God. God directed its paths. America was humble. It was not wise in its own eyes. Rather, it feared the Lord and departed from evil. You think about that. Listen to this quote. A patriot must be a religious man, wrote Thomas Jefferson. God who gave us life gave us liberty. And again, he said, can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when, listen, we have removed their only firm basis? Well, what's that, Mr. Jefferson? A conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God. Thomas Jefferson. God's strong arm of protection. I'm concerned tonight. I give thanks to God, but my nation has departed from God. I'm concerned tonight. Our nation has had a very weak response verbally today. As you and I woke up, was it Tuesday morning yesterday? We woke up to find out that North Korea attacked South Korea. And it's escalating. South Korea now, and in response to the death and the shelling of over 200 rocket launches or bomb launches against South Korea, unprovoked. Why is North Korea doing this? And then you look at the supposed plan, and we're going to have to talk about this before, I think, December 31st, but North Korea was communicating to Iran. Iran was communicating to North Korea. All of this is being orchestrated. And China's in the conversation. America has known about this. Israel's been warning about it. We've been listening to the chatter. The unusual airplane a couple weeks ago off of Catalina Island has now been clearly identified. I'm concerned. When we are independent from God, God will have us to defend ourselves, and I don't like that. I want my God to defend us. And when we turn our backs on God, America becomes a walled city. I remember going to Washington, D.C., when you could walk up to the White House. And now it's ridiculously embarrassing. Washington, D.C. is a walled city with machine guns and blockades and concrete barriers under fear of attack. I'm concerned for our protection as a nation. But I give God thanks because He is our only defense. He's your defense and He's my defense. He's our nation's defense. I pray that our nation's leaders would see Him as our defense. Number four, we give thanks to God tonight and tomorrow, church, for His gracious invitation. The pilgrims and our founding fathers responded to His invitation. It says, and I quote, "We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world." Can you imagine that being said today? "For the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do any other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Did you hear that? With reliance upon divine providence. Psalm 144, verse 15 says, happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Number five, we give thanks to God for his sweet forgiveness. Amen to that. The pilgrims came here with that intent. The First Continental Congress appointed the day of thanksgiving and praise, quote, so that the people may express the grateful feelings of their hearts and join in prayers that it may please God through the merits of Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins and to enlarge his kingdom, which consists of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Samuel Adams and Richard Henry Lee, Continental Congress, 1777. Does this excite you? All five of us are excited about that. Man, you young people need to know this stuff. Because you're not getting it in schools. What caused the United States of America to be once so great? It was what she was built upon, the belief in God and the Bible, the love for fellow man, because God, it was understood, loved mankind. We became one by uniting in a common cause. Did you know that? One common cause united us. When America fought for its independence, there were Irishmen, Italians, there were Germans, there were Englishmen, there were you name it. There was a common cause that united us. And I fear tonight that we have failed to communicate that common cause from generation to generation. We will never be thankful fully for liberty and peace, I fear, unless it's taken from us. You know, you never quite know what you... Remember those, oh boy, I sure do miss my fill in the blank? Listen to what they said. You know this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Endowed by their Creator. You can't go around murdering people if you believe that each man has been endowed by his Creator. You can't do that. But if we have been created by our Creator, and we have been created by Him, He's a God of forgiveness.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio, bringing to us a special presentation in commemoration of Thanksgiving called We Give Thanks to You, O God. It's an exploration of the true history and development of this uniquely American holy day. We'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Meanwhile, today's study is available online. Just visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, and scroll down to where it says Today's Broadcast, realradioactive.org. Our phone number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.